sa
hi
chintayan
while thus thinking
dvi tu aksharam
syllables
ekada once upon a time ambasi
in the water
Upashino, heard it nearby.
Twice.
Garitam, uttered. Vacha, words. Vibhu,
the great.
Sparsheshu, of the spartial letters.
Yat.
Which?
Sodasham.
The 16th. Ekavinsham.
Ekavinsham.
And the 21st.
Nishkinchananam.
Of the renounced order of life. Nipa.
O king.
Yat.
What is?
Dhanam. Wealth.
We do
as it is known. Translation. While thus engaged in thinking in the water, Brahmaji heard twice from nearby two syllables joined together. One of the syllables was taken from the 16th and the other from the 21st of the Sparsha alphabets, and both joined to become the wealth of the renounced order of life. Purport. In Sanskrit language, the consonant alphabets are divided into two divisions, namely the Sparsha Varnas and the Talavya Varnas. From Ka to Ma, the letters are known as the Sparsha letters, and the 16th of the group is called Ta, whereas the 21st letter is called Pa. So when they are joined together, the word Tapa, or penance, is constructed. This penance is the beauty and wealth of the Brahmins and the renounced order of life. According to Bhagavad philosophy, every human being is meant simply for this tapa, and for no other business. Because by penance only can one realize his self and self-realization. And not sense gratification is the business of life. This tapa, or penance, was begun from the very beginning of the creation, and it was first adopted by the Supreme Spiritual Master, Lord Brahma. By tapasya only can one get the profit of human life, and not by a polished civilization of animal life. The animal does not know anything except sense gratification in the jurisdiction of eat, drink, be merry, and enjoy. But the human being is made to undergo tapasya, for going back to Godhead, back to home. When Lord Brahma was perplexed about how to construct the material manifestations in the universe, and went down within the water to find out the means and the source of his lotus seat, he heard the word tapa vibrated twice. To take the path of tapa is the second birth of the desiring disciple. The word upashrinot is very significant. It is similar to upanayana, or bringing the disciple nearer to the spiritual master for the path of tapa. So Brahmaji was thus initiated by Lord Krishna, and this fact is corroborated by Brahmaji himself in his book, the Brahma Sanghita. In the Brahma Sanghita, Lord Brahma, his son, in every verse, Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Thus Brahma was initiated by the Krishna mantra. By Lord Krishna himself, and thus he became a Vaishnava, or a devotee of the Lord, before he was able to construct the huge universe. It is stated in the Brahma Samhita that Lord Brahma was initiated into the 18-letter Krishna mantra, which is generally accepted by all devotees of Lord Krishna. We follow the same principle because we belong to the Brahma Sampradaya, directly in the cyclic chain, from Brahma to Narada, from Narada to Vyas, from Vyas to Madhava Muni, from Madhava Muni to Madhavendrapuri, from Madhavendrapuri to Ishwarapuri, from Ishwarapuri to Lord Chaitanya, and gradually to His Divine Grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, our Divine Master. One who is thus initiated in the disciplic succession is able to achieve the same result or power of creation. Chanting of this holy mantra is the only shelter of the desireless pure devotee of the Lord. Simply by such tapasya or penance, the devotee of the Lord achieves all perfections like Lord Brahma. Om Agyanati Vanandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur-vandintam dina tasmai-shidhu-dhe-mumaha Bukam-karoti-vacharam-pangam-mangayate-yani Yad-vipa-tamaham-vandeshi-gurami-dhatamma Nama-om-vishnu-padaya-krishna-prasthaya-mutale Shimati-bhakti-vidanta-samam-itinamne Namaste-sarasvati-devi-guru-anam-pacharadi Yevrishesha-shundivari-pascha-chadeshkaradina Jai Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Shukadeva Goswami speaking and explaining the position of Lord Brahma, the first created being in the universe, and how Brahma became empowered to execute his duties in the matter of creation of this material universe. This empowerment is indicated here in this verse because Lord Brahma was the recipient of the mantra which was given directly by Lord Krishna himself. And by so doing, by so receiving that mantra and accepting that mantra as divine, Lord Brahma became qualified to execute his duties in accordance to the will of the Lord. Empowerment, as we know, is something that comes through disciplic succession, and Prabhupada specifically refers to that here in his commentary, that this mantra was received from Krishna, directly to Brahma, Brahma to Narada, Narada to Vyas, Vyas to Madhava Muni, Madhava Muni to Madhavendrapuri, and Ishwarapuri, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and of course Srila Prabhupada, but we know the disciplic succession includes other personalities as well, all within that line, who are empowered to fulfill the Lord's purposes in this world, just as Lord Brahma was responsible to fulfill the Lord's purpose in the matter of creation, and could not do so without being sufficiently empowered by the Lord. As we know, Lord Brahma appeared from the lotus flower as described in this chapter. He is the first created being within the universe, manifest from the lotus flower from the navel of Garbhadakshay Vishnu. And when he thus appeared, there was nothing surrounding him. All there was darkness. And therefore, trying to understand the purpose, and not only the purpose for which he was there, but also the source, from where did he come from, he decided to begin his search by climbing on the stem of the lotus flower, as Prabhupada talks about here in his commentary. And then, finding that the lotus flower was coming from a very large ocean, and then where was the ocean coming from, he stuck his head into the ocean. And when he stuck his head into the ocean, he heard these transcendental syllables, tapa, which were vibrated by the Lord. And I think that there's a verse previously where it's described the Lord Brahma engaged in non-deceptive penance. Is that that word? Yes, no. Huh? First verse, fourth verse. Yes. Personality of Godhead being very much pleased with Lord Brahma because of his non-deceptive penance in Bhakti Yoga. He presented his eternal and transcendental form before Brahma, and that is the objective goal for purifying the conditioned soul. Lord Brahma's non-deceptive penance was that he genuinely wanted to know his purpose for being here. There was no other motivations that were involved in his penance and austerities. He accepted that vibration to be divine. He accepted it as coming from the divine source, although that source he was also at that time unaware of. And therefore, after hearing the vibration of tapa, he went back up the lotus stem, sat in the lotus flower, and accepted those syllables to be directly given to him to prepare him for what he was supposed to do. And as we know, because he accepted this as divine and he was not deceptive in his dependences and austerities, the Lord being very pleased by his voluntary acceptance of austerities, of course one may say, well, what choice did he have? What else was there for him to do? There wasn't the material world for him to become sidetracked. There wasn't there was nothing else available for him to allure him, to entice him, to do anything else but that which was the only engagement available for him. Meditate. But still, because he was the first created being, he had the potency to do so, and that potency was impregnated into him by the will of the Supreme Lord, and therefore, because of his non-deceptive penances, he accepted that, rather than, one could say, if we try to imagine oneself in a similar situation, where there is only darkness, there's nothing else around, and there's nothing to do, But one may say, well, why not go to sleep? That's a good option. I'm too bewildered by this situation. I don't know what else to do. And as we know, Lord Brahma has the capacity to sleep because his sleeping is for a great length of time. After his day, he has a night where he goes to sleep for a long time. So one says, well, why did I just go to sleep now? Why should I engage in austerities and penances? But he was motivated to do so because, and that's why I believe the word non-deceptive penance was included in that verse, to help us understand that Brahma's purpose, his intent, was not to achieve anything else than to actually understand his purpose for being there and the source or the origin of his existence in that lotus flower. And therefore he was totally non-deceptive in that respect. And he engaged in austerities. He took it as divine, engaged in austerities and meditation. And the Lord was so pleased that by dint of his meditation and austerities for thousands of less than years, that the Lord appeared to him and revealed to him Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, showed him, here, this is the spiritual world, but then Lord Brahma understood that although the spiritual world is three-quarters the creation of the Lord, nonetheless, one-quarter of that creation is the material world, and therefore he had been given the responsibility and been inspired by the Lord to carry out his duty in the matter of creation. As Prabhupada explains that Krishna, Lord Brahma is like the gardener. The gardener doesn't produce the seeds, but takes the seeds and plants them and cultivates the garden. So the seed, giving father, of course, aham bija pratapita, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that I am the seed giving father of all living beings. So the seed is from Krishna, but Lord Brahma took those seeds and therefore he created, as a secondary creator, he created the material bodies for which Krishna or Mahavishnu would then impregnate the living entities into the material nature by his glance. And then activity would begin. And after creation, of course, we know then Lord Vishnu takes the responsibility for maintenance of this material universe, and Lord Shiva takes the responsibility for annihilation. So Brahma, as we said in the beginning, because he was impregnated with this mantra, he was empowered to perform his duty selflessly. In fact, in the third canto of the Bhagavatam, when it describes Lord Brahma's prayers for creative potency, he was praying to the Lord for that potency to create. It's explained that Lord Brahma wanted to understand, now that he understood creation was his purpose for being there, not his next step, because he was a Vaishnava and had received Krishna mantra, as Prabhupada explains here in the commentary. He became a Vaishnava. How did Prabhupada put it? Let's read it exactly how Prabhupada said it. He said that, thus Brahma was initiated by the Krishna mantra by Lord Krishna himself, and thus he became a Vaishnava or a devotee of the Lord before he was able to construct the huge universe. So, therefore, as a Vaishnava, he wanted to know how to create the universe and not become entangled in it. I mean, that's a pretty tall order, if we think about it. If we try to imagine our tiny capacity to create something. And in comparison to Lord Brahma's capacity to create something, our capacity is very insignificant. As we know, our creations are very small and limited. But just imagine that if we create something very wonderful, the immediate propensity is to think, look what I created. look what I did. I built a house. I built something else. Whatever, I can't somehow, my mind is going blank. all possible variations of creations that the living being can do. But nonetheless, the point is as soon as we create something, immediately we think that I created it, I did it, and because I was the brains behind it, how can I derive the most benefit from my creation? Should I sell it, make a lot of money? It's a good invention, it's a nice house. Should I sell it? Should I live in it, enjoy it? How should I use it? But Lord Brahma, when he knew that there was a very tall order imposed upon him, or requested of him by the Lord, he was immediately thinking, well, before I do this, before I create, best I understand how to create and not become entangled, so that I can fulfill my primary responsibility as a Vaishnava, which is to be selflessly engaged in the service of the Lord without any desire for profit or gain. As Prabhupada also alludes to that point here in the end of the commentary, he says, one who is thus initiated in the disciplic succession is able to achieve the same result or power of creation. We have to examine that. But we'll get back to that. Chanting of this holy mantra is the only shelter of the desireless, pure devotee of the Lord. Desireless, pure devotee of the Lord. Simply by such tapasya, or penance, the devotee of the Lord achieves all perfections like Lord Brahma. So, first and foremost, is being a desireless, pure devotee of the Lord. A desireless, pure devotee of the Lord can do anything for the service of the Lord, including create the universe. And therefore, because he took his priority of accepting initiation to manifest the characteristics of being a pure devotee of the Lord as the top priority, not his creation as the top priority. Top priority is to do the creation, but to be unmotivated and without any interest to enjoy or become entangled in it. That is the successful execution of devotional service. That is empowerment. That is the seed which is given in the Vedic mantra to Lord Brahma, which is also the seed which is given in disciplic succession, through disciplic succession, to the devotee who takes that as the top priority in all that he does in the execution of devotional service. How to selflessly perform that service without becoming entangled. And there is that commentary that I oftentimes, I love it. I was first introduced to that commentary in the third canto of the Bhagavatam. Maybe I could find it quickly with this thing, I'm not sure. But if I had a third canto volume with I could find it even more quickly. Is there one there? Okay, we won't rely on technology. We'll rely on the good old Srimad Bhagavatam printed. Brahma's prayers for creative energy. Mahavishnu is God, in case you can hear me. Situate yourself in penance and meditation and follow the principles of knowledge to receive my favor. That's Krishna speaking to Brahma, telling him to perform penance. When you're absorbed in devotional service, in the course of your creative activities, you will see me in you and throughout the universe, and you will see that you yourself, the universe, and the living entities are all in me. Okay. Krishna speaking to Brahma. Okay, so it's gotta be here. It was 29, actually. 3929. It's in the chapter of Brahma's prayers for creative potency. So to go back to what I was talking about, so we don't lose our track, I was explaining how Brahma took first and foremost the initiation he received as the top priority, and his activities in the matter of creation he accepted it responsibly to be totally in alignment with his priority of being a devotee, so that it would not become entangled in the duties that were entrusted to him of creating. So, the verse is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead then said, O Brahma, O depth of Vedic wisdom, be neither depressed nor anxious about the execution of creation. What you are begging for me has already been granted before. What was Brahma? Brahma was begging for the empowerment to create and not to be entangled. So, Prabhupada says in the purport, any person authorized by either the Lord or by his bona fide representative is already blessed as is the work entrusted to him. So in other words, if a person is authorized by the Lord has already impregnated in his instruction all the potencies to carry it out. It's already been blessed. It's already there. The ability to carry it out successfully, the potency to carry it out successfully is already there in the instruction. One simply has to selflessly take the instruction. And therefore, Prabhupada says, any person authorized by either the Lord or by his bona fide representative is already blessed, as is the work entrusted to him. Of course, the person entrusted with such a responsibility should always be aware of his incapability. They must always look for the mercy of the Lord, for the successful execution of his duty. Okay. So, any person who's entrusted, or as we're talking about responsibilities, any person, Lord Brahma is entrusted responsibility to create, and similarly, anyone who's in disciplic succession from the Lord Brahma, coming from receiving an instruction to accept some responsibility from his bona fide representative, that she should always be aware of his incapability. Incapability means that actually my ability to do it is simply because I've gotten the order. Without the order, I can't do anything. One has to be very, very careful if one actually wants to consider what is empowerment. Krishna Shakti Vini Nahitaya Pravartana. Empowerment means it comes down through the order to take responsibility. Just like Lord Chaitanya says, Yaide Katari Kara Krishna Ubadesh. He's giving instruction to all living beings to tell everybody about Krishna. Potency is there in the order, and if one follows the order, selflessly follows the order with the desire to please the Lord or the representative of the Lord who delivers that order in disciplic succession. And the representative of the Lord appears in disciplic succession. Then the empowerment comes through the order. That my capability is because I'm a servant and I've received an order. And therefore, Prabhupada is explaining that he must always look for the mercy of the Lord for success in the execution of his duty. Without the mercy, Prabhupada will explain, one should not be puffed up because he is entrusted with certain executive work. Fortunate is he who is so entrusted. And if he is always fixed in the sense of being subordinate to the will of the Supreme, he is sure to come out successful in the discharge of his work. So if he's always conscious that he's subordinate, not the enjoyer, not the beneficiary in any respect of his activities, in other words, there should be no interest in personal gain, then one can be sufficiently detached from the responsible service which has been given to him. So someone may say, well, I don't have any responsible service, so I don't have to be conscious of being subordinate to Krishna. But still, Lord Rishabhdev has explained that anyone who has accepted human birth is responsible to utilize the human form of life to its full potential. Lord Brahma, in his instructions to his son, he says, Tupodivyam putraka yena sattvam sudya yasmat brahma sokyam tsunantam. He said to his sons that you should voluntarily accept tapa, divine austerities and penances, to achieve the divine position of devotional service. By such activities, one's heart is purified and one begins to achieve real happiness, which is transcendental to material happiness, which continues forever. And Prabhupada explains that this tapa, this austerity, is the responsibility of anyone who's accepted a human body. Lord Rishabhdev says that. Prabhupada explains it in the commentary. But Lord Rishabhdev says it right in the verse, of all living entities who've been awarded human material bodies, of all living entities who have accepted material bodies, one who has been awarded the human form of life should not waste it like hogs and dogs that eat stool. So he's explaining of all living entities have accepted material bodies. Okay, there's so many living entities accepting material bodies. The animals, the hogs, the dogs, camels and asses, but for one who's been awarded the human form of life, he should not waste it like the lower forms of life. Therefore, responsibility of human life, as what Rishabhdev says, is to accept, voluntarily accept tapa. So someone may say, I don't have any responsibilities. I've really, you know, I've been able to avoid responsibilities. I don't want to, if I have responsibilities, then I'm accountable, I'm answerable to somebody. But I've been able to, I don't have any responsible work. But if one has a human form of life, one can't weasel out of it. Responsibility is still there. And the result is, if one doesn't take responsibility for the human form of life, as we all know, the consequences, we don't have to go down that line. We understand the consequences for one who wastes, who's a miserly person, and wastes the valuable human form of life, which is meant for voluntarily accepting austerities and penances to achieve the divine position of devotional service. The consequences are already arranged, the agency of material nature, of which Lord Brahma is a very active participant. He's created all the different alternatives for those who don't want to use the human form of life to its full potential. That was his service. That was the service entrusted to him by the Supreme Lord, to create all the different varieties of life, for all the different species of life, as alternatives for those who didn't want to accept the responsibility of the human form of life. They're all there. They're available. So Lord Brahma executed his duties perfectly, successfully. He accepted his responsibilities, and as we know, after Lord Brahma finishes his work in this world, then at the end of his life, for serving the Lord and successfully, he returns. And for anyone who accepts the human form of life by voluntarily accepting austerities and penances to achieve the divine position of devotional service, he also can be successful in his human form of life and the responsibility he has in this life, and he can also end his sojourn in the material world and go back to the spiritual world. So, Srila Prabhupada, in this verse, when he uses the word responsibility, he's not just saying, okay, somebody who's got, you know, a big executive position. He's actually speaking about anybody who has, who's supposed to be taking responsibility in life. There are many responsibilities are there. As we said, you know, that a human being has a responsibility for maintaining the body, for maintaining family members. He has many other responsibilities towards the body. But these are secondary responsibilities. They're called gama dhamma. This is supposed to be a support to the primary responsibility for anyone who's received the mantra in disciplic succession. The primary responsibility is his spiritual life. The primary responsibility is to become pure, purely motivated to become a qualified servant of the Lord, to become desireless. That is the primary responsibility, and all these secondary responsibilities that they have, they execute, whatever responsibility may be, they're all meant to be a support to help him stay in this human body so that he can fulfill life's purpose, to go back home, back to Godhead at the end of this life. So one who wastes the human form of life and irresponsible, it's not like, okay, I'm a devotee, I receive mantra, I've got a free ticket. It just doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work. Human life is meant for responsibilities. There's no free rides. And if we don't take responsibility, Lord Brahma has already arranged the consequences in the material world, another birth. Of course, as we know, devotional service, whatever devotional is performed in this life, devotional service is performed in this life, is never lost. And one takes birth in a situation in his next life where he may continue. The Prabhupada always emphasized, you know, why? Why should one want to stay and continue? I always think of that one famous question of the young boy asked Prabhupada, if I don't go back to Godhead in this life, will you come back and get me? And Prabhupada said, yes, but don't take advantage of it. Don't make your spiritual master come back. And then Prabhupada explained that Be responsible. Fulfill your responsibilities in this life. So yes, the spiritual master will come back, but you still, he'll come back and still give you the instructions. You still have to follow them. It's not that he's going to come back and just say, okay, that's it. You were my disciple last life, now I'm going to take you home. No, comes back in the form of instruction again. And take responsibility again to help you. Just like example is when the Bilba Mangala Thakur took the prostitute as his spiritual master. When she instructed him, oh, you've come here, you know, simply to enjoy me, but if you make so much endeavor to come and enjoy me, to worship the Lord and go back to the Lord, then consider how much endeavor you made to come and enjoy me. But if you use that same energy to go to the Lord, immediately Bilba Mangala Thakur took the Lord as his spiritual master and immediately renounced everything. Went to Vrindavan. Took up the responsibility of the life, form of life that was given to him. It's not that the spiritual master said, okay, I'm going to come. That's it. Free pass, free ride. No. Come and remind. Instruct. But we still have to take the responsibility. So Prabhupada would always say, you know, why waste time? Why? If you can walk up 100 flights of stairs, you can get to the destination. But if there's an elevator going up, Prabhupada said, why don't you take it? So, same thing, same principle. Responsibility. So sooner or later, one has to realize it. That this responsibility entrusted to me, I have to accept it. Especially for those who receive mantra in disciplic succession. And that's Prabhupada's point here. For one who's received mantra in disciplic succession, this is responsibility. And Prabhupada says, when it just even refers to when he heard, Upashri note was the word that was used, that he heard that sound nearby. And Prabhupada equated the word Upashri note with Upanayana, which means to be near to the spiritual master. To be close to the spiritual master. He's referring to that. For one who's received mantra, diksha mantra from the spiritual master, it brings him closer to the spiritual master. He's more nearby. Closer. He's ready to help, to give instructions, and to bring one to Krishna. So, anyone who's received that mantra, then he has a duty, as Lord Brahma had the duty, to become qualified to fulfill his responsibilities in this world in a selfless way. So let me continue his point about one should not be puffed up. Prabhupada says one should not be puffed up because he has responsibilities. Fortunate is the person who's realized his responsibilities and he's always fixed in the sense of being subordinate to the will of the Supreme. He's sure to come out successful in the discharge of his work. Arjuna was entrusted with the work of fighting on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And before he was so entrusted, the Lord already arranged for his victory. In other words, he was already blessed. He already arranged for Arjuna's victory. Only thing Arjuna had to do was say, okay, I've accepted your order as divine and simply executed according to your will, and then victory is already arranged by the Lord. Simply you become an instrument, Arjuna, in fulfilling my decision that I've already made and my arrangement that I'm already going to make. You can either take part or not take part. If you take part, you can even, I'll arrange it for you, you can even get the credit to take part so people will see what benefit one gets when one surrenders to the Lord. So you could be an example for others. So I'm very happy for you to get the credit. So, Prabhupada is using the example of Arjuna. That Arjuna was entrusted with the work of fighting on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and before he was so entrusted, the Lord already arranged for his victory. But Arjuna was always conscious of his position as subordinate to the Lord. And thus, he accepted him as the supreme guide in his responsibility. Of course, Arjuna was always conscious of the subordinate position of the Lord. So, of course, it was the Lord who instructed Arjuna. Arjuna became the Lord's disciple. Shishyaste sadhanam prapranam. Now, your disciple's soul surrender to you. Prabhupada explains in the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the commentary is that, yes, we should not think that this is Arjuna's situation. That, oh yes, he had the benefit of getting it directly from the Lord. But we should not think that, well, I'm not getting it directly from the Lord, so therefore how I can derive the same benefit as Arjuna. And Prabhupada makes it very clear that, you know, just as Arjuna got it from the Lord, anybody in disciplic succession can also become conscious of subordinate to the superior instruction coming down through disciplic succession and receive the same benefit as Arjuna received his hearing instruction directly from the Lord. He makes that point in the commentary in the verse of where Krishna says to Arjuna, in all activities just depend upon me and work always under my protection. In such devotional service be fully conscious of me. If you are conscious of me, you'll cross over all the obstacles of conditional life by my grace. But if you do not act in such consciousness and act in false ego, not hearing me, you'll be lost. So Prabhupada explains in the commentary that the same benefit Arjuna got for being conscious of his subordinate position to Krishna is available to anybody who accepts the instructions of the spiritual master in disciplic succession and acts and is conscious to be subordinate in a conscious way to be subordinate to those instructions, always remembering that the potency to perform my responsible work in this world has been entrusted to me through disciplic succession. It's coming down through the divine order. Prabhupada always attributed his success to the order of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. There was anybody who, there was no doubt. Prabhupada always made it clear that whatever success I have in this Krishna consciousness movement is simply because my spiritual master blessed me. He sent all of you to me to help me to serve his order. He's always, again and again, emphasizing this point. Never thinking that, look what I've done. I remember even once, there was this story, I can't remember who told me, Prabhupada was standing in front of the mirror, and he saw his reflection in the mirror, and he said, look what my spiritual master has created. And someone may think, well, it's a very vain statement. Thinking him very great, but there was no vanity in it whatsoever. He was simply thinking that this is what should my potency of my spiritual master, what he can do by his will, by his instructions, by his desire. And Prabhupada, again and again, was always thinking in that way. That because he was always conscious of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's orders, always conscious of his instructions, and always conscious of his subordinate position to both the spiritual master and to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, he was so successful. And that's the point he's making here. He says that Arjuna was always conscious of his position as subordinate to the Lord, and thus he accepted him as the supreme guide in his responsibility. Anyone who takes pride in doing responsible work, but does not give credit to the Supreme Lord, is certainly falsely proud and cannot execute anything nicely. In other words, externally it may look very nice, but actually it's doomed to failure. It's doomed to failure. Including our responsibility in human life. Externally it may look very nice. Oh, I'm making money. I have a lot of followers. So many people like me. I have a lot of friends. I'm comfortable. Externally it may look so nice. But if he's not conscious of his subordinate position to the Lord, it cannot, the Prabhupada say, it's doomed to failure. It cannot be done nice. It will just look nice outside, but when it comes down to the final result, The Lord won't be pleased, spiritual master won't be pleased, and neither will our human life be fulfilled in any way, shape, or form with success. It will not be crowned with success because of being falsely proud. Danger of pride. The Prabhupada says, certainly falsely proud and cannot execute anything nicely. Brahma and persons in the line of his disciplic succession who follow in his footsteps are always successful in the discharge of loving transcendental service to the Supreme Lord. I didn't expect to speak so long. I don't know. I think that's sidetracked. But I do have other things I have to do, and I'm going to get into here. Hare Krishna, bless the Prabhupada.
Jai.